Good morning. It's Thursday, July 22nd. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be partly sunny with a high of 88 degrees and a low of 69. In our top story, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper announced that school districts should require masks indoors for all students and staff in elementary and middle schools, regardless of their vaccination status. Unvaccinated students and personnel at all schools should wear masks indoors as well, the governor announced. That includes students, staff, and visitors in high schools. The change puts the responsibility for issuing mask rules at the local level. Officials say it's because most school-aged children in K-8 are not eligible for the vaccine. But among children ages 12 to 17 in North Carolina, just 28% have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine, and 24% are fully vaccinated. There will still be a requirement for passengers and staff on buses and school transportation to wear masks. In politics, the North Carolina Senate keeps advancing a bill that would legalize medical marijuana here. Senators in the Finance Committee passed the bill Wednesday, after a brief discussion about the taxes and the revenue it might bring to North Carolina if passed. Some members of the public told lawmakers they should charge companies even more money to get licensed to sell marijuana here than the bill proposes. Others said the opposite and fear higher taxes and fees would be passed on to the patients, via higher costs. North Carolina remains one of the few states in the country without such a law. The bill still has a few more steps before it goes before the full Senate for an official vote. In weather news, as wildfires continue to rage along the western coast of the United States, a hazy smoke has blown into the North Carolina sky. The central part of the state, including the Triangle, has been placed under a Code Orange air quality alert today. That means it's safe to go outside, but individuals with respiratory issues like allergies or asthma should avoid spending long periods out of their homes. That also includes children and older adults. Hundreds of acres have burned in California and Oregon, and mandatory evacuations have been enacted. And finally, how badly does a corpse flower smell? People visiting a freshly bloomed corpse flower at NC State University say it's similar to roadkill or the deep scent of a dumpster. The rare flower blooms only every few years, and when it does, it's quite a spectacle. More than 2,000 people have signed up to see the flower this week. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.